Good afternoon. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 7 minutes after 1 p.m. Saturday, April 10th, 2010. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, Senator Egan, and Senator Huggins will be joining us. He's got a conflict with Resources Committee. We have seven bills on the agenda this morning. It's actually this afternoon now. Senate Bill 213, Funding for School Meals, followed by Senate Bill 222, Sex Offenses, Offender Registry, followed by Senate Bill 292, Pawnbrokers, Senate Bill 294, Sport Fish Guide Licenses, Senate Bill 300, Ada Loans, House Bill 10, Municipal Tax Exemption, and then we'll go to an at-ease to the call of the chair. We'll come back later today and finish up Senate Bill 230, the FY11 capital budget. So first up is Senate Bill 213 by Senator Wilikowski regarding funding for school meals. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard this bill for the first time the 8th of April. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute, have the sponsor speak to the bill, and if members don't have any concerns, look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version P?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 213/P as our working document.
And I'll object for explanation. And we have representation from the bill sponsor, Senator Wilikowski's office. If you can identify yourself for the record, who you represent, and explain the CS to us, please.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. For the record, my name is George Ascott, and members of the committee, staff to Senator Bill Wilikowski, and I am here to explain the differences in the draft CS for Senate Bill 213, an act providing for school lunch and breakfast. The draft committee substitute you have before you, 26LS1301/P, was drafted jointly by the drafter and the Department of Education to correct some non-substantive problems noticed by the reviser of statutes in the Education Committee substitute. We also have the drafter online if there are any particular technical questions. The first difference between the draft CS and the Senate Education Committee version is that this program was moved from AS 1430, which was titled Pupils and Educational Programs, and moved to AS 1403, titled Public Schools Generally, because AS 1430 does not contain a definition of school districts, which could be misinterpreted because regional educational attendance areas are not always included in the definition of school districts. And the change can be found on page 1, lines 3 and 4 of the draft CS. Additionally, we removed some reviser's instructions that are found on page 2, lines 10 through 12 of the Senate Education Committee version because they don't apply to the new section anymore. And further, we have added a definition of district as that found in AS 1417-990, which includes a regional educational attendance area. And that change can be found on page 2, line 7 of the draft CS. And those are all the changes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions on the changes? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, we have adopted version P as our working document. Do we have any comments from the bill sponsor on the CS?
Just that it was a joint effort between the drafter and the Department of Education, and we believe it's corrected any problems.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ascott, was there any change to the fiscal note because of the changes with the new CS?
Not because of the change in the CS. There was an error in the fiscal note as it was calculated, but it hasn't changed between the two versions.
Let me go ahead and make a note of the CS, Senator Olson. The Department of Education has submitted a new fiscal note with an increased cost to fund the program. It's now estimated cost to be at $2,046,600. So there has been an upward adjustment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? We have had public testimony in the previously. Any final comments from the bill sponsor?
No, thank you, Senator.
Senator Hoffman, may we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 213 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee. The next committee referral. I have a brief at ease. On the record. Next up on the agenda, Senate Bill 222 by the Governor regarding sex offenses and sex offender registry. This is the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it April 9th. The intent today is to bring the bill back so members can express any concerns and then look to the will of the committee. We have Ms. Sue McLean from the Department of Law here. If there's any, do members have any questions concerning Senate Bill 222? We have six fiscal notes in your packet, 4-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Administration, Department of Law, and the Alaska Court System, one fiscal note from the Department of Public Safety, and $123,500 in general funds to enhance their data collection system and hire one-time criminal justice specialist. One fiscal note from the Department of Corrections showing a zero cost to FY11, but starting in 12, the department anticipates a need for additional funding to cover the cost of increased number of prisoners. Do we have any questions or concerns from community members? Seeing none, we've already had a public testimony at the previous hearing. Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 222 Judiciary with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
I have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attach six fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next up, Senate Bill 292 by Senator Huggins regarding pawnbrokers. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time April 9th. The intent today is to bring the bill back so members can express any concerns and then look to the will of the committee, and we have representation from Senator Huggins' office. Do we have any final questions or concerns on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
292.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 292 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, there is, and I should have mentioned this, and I got a little out of order, but there's one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development for $38,000 in receipt-supported services. So we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next up, Senate Bill 294 by Senator McGuire regarding sport fish licenses. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time April 8th. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute, have the sponsor address the bill, and if members don't have any concerns, to look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt committee substitute version R?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 294 Finance / R as our working document.
And I'll object for discussion. The committee substitute adds a 6-year date and sunset date. And I'll go ahead and remove my objection for the adoption of the CS. Do we have further objections on adoption of the CS? Seeing none, we have adopted version R. There's one fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game reflecting the ongoing cost of continuing a licensing program at $437,600 in interagency receipts. Funding currently exists in the FY11 operating budget. Do we have any final questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 294, finance /R's, or pass out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee or referral, and let the record show that Senator Huggins has arrived, fresh from resources. We'll go on now to Senate Bill 300 by the governor regarding ADA loans. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it first on the 8th of April. The intent today is to bring this bill back for amendments, and if members don't have any additional concerns, to look to the will of the committee. And we have amendment by Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
And I'll object for explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have Ted Leonard in the gallery here, and if the Commissioner Galvin is not present, Ted Leonard will go ahead and explain the...
And we've got Mr. Ted Leonard, Executive Director of ADA, if he can come forward in the chair and explain to us what this does.
Well, first of all, Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is let the committee know that on the last time this bill was heard, I alluded to the fact that there probably was going to be amendment that I was going to be bringing up. This is that amendment that we talked about, and for details, I'll have the head of the ADA department, ADA, go ahead and explain what the amendment is.
Mr. Leonard, could you help us with the question of what this amendment is and what it does?
Yes. For the record, my name is Ted Leonard, the Executive Director of ADA. And this amendment allows ADA the ability, when it's exercising its powers, to look at the interest of the local governments impacted by ADA's activities so the governance may share in the benefits of the activities, while at the same time protecting our financial ability to fulfill our purpose and fulfill our obligations to our bondholders, and to also meet our debt obligations.
Do you support this amendment?
Yes, we do.
We're joined by the Commissioner of Revenue. You might as well introduce yourself there, Mr. Commissioner. And
thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Pat Galvin, Commissioner of the Department of Revenue, and I'm here as the Chairman of the Board of ADA.
And you also support this amendment?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of Amendment 1. Any further objection to the adoption of Amendment 1? Seeing none, Amendment 1 is adopted. Back to the original bill. We've got 3-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development, and the Department of Revenue. Do we have any further questions or comments on this bill? Seeing none, may we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 300 as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next up, Senate Bill number 6. Excuse me, House Bill number 10. It's number 6 on the agenda. By Representative Gruenberg regarding municipal tax exemptions. This is the second hearing on this bill. My intent is to bring the bill back for amendments. If members don't have any concerns, look to the will of the committee. Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I offer Amendment 1.
And I'll object for explanation.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Egan, could you explain Amendment 1, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment just tightens up the private university portion of the bill. With the amendment, the bill fixes the problem that exists by today, but make sure a new lease does not qualify for this exemption. My office has talked with the sponsor, also Alaska Pacific University, and the Anchorage Mayor's Office, and there is no opposition.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions on the amendment? I'll go ahead and Senator Olson.
I just want to make sure that the Alaska Pacific University is in favor of the amendment.
They are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of Amendment 1. Any further objection to adoption of Amendment 1? Seeing none, Amendment 1 is adopted. We're back to the main bill as adopted. Do we have any final questions or concerns on the amendments? Seeing none, we have 10 fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Also in your packet, there is an updated memorandum from the Assistant State Assessor and identifies the potential financial impacts on municipalities. Any final comments, questions? Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 10 as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee, the next committee referral. We will stand at ease to the call of the chair. It'll be a couple hours at least. We've got to go to the floor and do a few other things and get some printing work done. So we'll keep everybody posted. We're at ease. I'd like to go ahead and bring the Senate Finance Committee back to order. We've been on an extended recess. It's 14 minutes at 7 p.m., April 10th, 2010. We had a full committee in front of us. We have one bill in front of us left on the agenda this evening, Senate Bill 230, the FY11 capital budget. This is the third hearing on this bill. We first heard it on April 9th. The intent today is to adopt another committee substitute, have my staff speak to the bill, and move the bill from committee. We have no amendments on the table because they have already been incorporated into the CS. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt substitute version P, as in Peter.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 230 Finance / P as our working document.
Okay. We have, and I'll object for an explanation. Asked Mr. Baker for my staff to come forward, if he can walk us through the CS.
Evening, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to Senate Finance Committee. CS version P, there are two reports that accompany the CS. Packet one is the changes that are in the CS. Column one is the CS that the committee adopted previous to this. Column two are the changes, the net changes from the previous CS. We'll call them 2, 3, and 4 are changes, but they're broken out to distinguish the types of changes. 2 are the basic capital project changes. Column 3 is the $50 million. In the previous CSs, there was $50 million transferred to the Renewable Energy Fund in the fund transfer section of the language, but the accompanying appropriation to give AEA the authority to issue those grants was not in the bill. So that's broken out in a separate column just so there's no confusion that we're adding an extra $50 million there in other spending. And then column 4 is the biggest change to this CS, which is a our new section 16, 17, and 18 in the bill, starting on page 128. Those sections add $380 million of GEO bond-funded statewide education and research projects. And that amount is represented there in column 4 of the report. So if you add the first four columns, you get the total spending that's represented in the CS before you. Column 6 is the governor's spending, and the last column is the delta between the governor's and the CS you have in front of you. The second report package just shows you the project changes, the actual projects that have changed since the last CS. And that's what makes up the bulk of column 2 on the report. Well, actually, that's what makes up column 2, 3, and 4 on the first report. The only other changes I would point out, Mr. Chairman, the $50 million to the AEA Renewable Energy Round 3 grants, if you're interested, is on page 18, line 20. On page 132, section 21. Actually, I'm sorry. It's page 132, section 20C. That is a new section. That's $2.4 million appropriated from the general fund to the Emerging Energy Technology Fund. That is a new fund proposed in Senate Bill 220, the Omnibus Energy Bill, on the floor today. There's a corresponding contingency language section on page 147, section 49. Which makes that appropriation, that $2.4 million appropriation, contingent on the passage of a law that would establish the Emerging Energy Technology Fund. And it's my understanding that if we do that, the Denali Commission has a match of federal funds available for that general fund match. The other items worth pointing out, Mr. Chairman, on page 52, I had testified at the last committee hearing that the UAA engineering facility planning and design money of $5 million was in the last CS, and it was supposed to be in the last CS. It was, in fact, not. It is now. It's on page 52. You'll also see on page 52 the University of Alaska Fairbanks Life Sciences Classroom, the $20.6 million in university revenue bonds that will be used to match the general obligation bonds, the $88 million of general obligation bonds that are now in Section 16 for the University Life Sciences Project in Anchorage, in Fairbanks, excuse me.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Baker. Do we have any questions on the CS? Go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Do we have any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none,
Version P is before us. We have any comments on version P? We have a motion, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 230 with individual recommendations.
I have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations to the next committee referral. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. I'd like to thank everybody for coming in this evening. I know our schedules are running late. Especially, I'd like to thank staff, Senator, or Representative, hardly think, that's what tired we're getting. Mr. Baker from my staff.
Yeah.
And Mr. Carpenter from Ledge Finance, who have spent many hours. I think the last several days, last week, we've been running in the office anywhere from 8 to 10, and two nights ago, I think it was till 2 a.m. To get this together, so the committee does appreciate the hard work of the staff and the many complexities that they have to deal with to put this document together. And I do thank them for their hard work. Tomorrow, just so you know that there's more to Senate Finance and the capital budget, tomorrow, 11 a.m., four bills on the agenda. Senate Bill 139, incentives for certain medical providers. Senate Bill 174, professional student exchange loan forgiveness. Senate Bill 234, extend alcohol beverage control board. House Bill 292, grants to disaster victims. See everybody tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., meeting adjourned.